Well, hold it. Stop the dial right there. You've reached the 100-watt wonder, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Welcome to the West End Report on WCOMLP-FM, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Stay tuned for news, weather, calendar of events, features, and more. Our website is communityradio.coop. You might just hear something interesting.
And the something interesting you might hear is the Friday
us.
Night.
Yes,
Usson's here. The Friday night, what are we anyway? West End Report on the Arts.
That's it.
And, of course, it's here. Friday nights at 6 o'clock, brought to you by Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carrboro, North Carolina, 27510. To learn more about their real estate services, go to communityrealtync.com or call 919-932-1990. And we probably need to close that door.
Think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a crowd here at the studio having lots of fun, but we need to keep the noise level down a little bit. Before we go to Jackie, who's sitting here just eager to tell you all the things that are going on this weekend,
yeah.
I'm going to give you the weather. And the current temperature is, they say, is about 79.
Feels good.
It feels great. It's still very humid, but it's a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Friday, the high today was 87. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little cooler. Lows in the mid-60s. Pretty much Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we're going to have chances of thunderstorms, showers, afternoon storms. They call it a different thing every day. But it's all basically chances of storms. High tomorrow, 93. Low, 70. Sunday, high, 89. Low, 72. Monday, going down a little to 87.
I bet it won't get that hot if it rains, though.
So. No. I think it's going to be kind of a relief after the heat that we had there for a while. And we can certainly use the rain.
Yep.
My flowers need it.
Oh, man. I've just about given up on mine. They're dead.
I bought
some
a mountain
anyway.
Laurel. Actually ordered it from somewhere because it seems that they're hard to propagate, but
right.
not hard to grow.
Right.
I hope. But they like water, so I've been out there praying over it and pouring water on it, and I hope it takes because they're so pretty.
They are pretty.
Anyway, go ahead, Jackie. What's going on?
Okay. Tonight's info can be found on walkcarrboro.com and all this stuff I get from the various websites of the places that I'm talking about. The Second Friday Art Walk is tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. That's the secondfridayartwalk.com. That's all over Chapel Hill and Carrboro. At the Art Center tonight, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. On stage is 10 by 10 in the Triangle, an international festival of new 10-minute plays. 10 plays, 10 actors, 10 minutes, 10... I can't say the last part. There's a small fee.
That's right, you can't say that.
That's tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday through Saturday. Oh, well, Thursday's gone, but is at 8 o'clock, and on Sunday it's at 3. And the art at the Art Center in the main gallery features Amanda Barr, Summer Rock, July 1st through July 31st, sculptures and mixed media collages, fun interactive art about summer, rock, fun, sea monsters, and innocence. The East End Gallery features photography by Alan Deemer. At the Carrboro Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarrboro.org. Tonight is Triangle Country Dancing from 7 to 11 in Century Hall. And on Sunday, they have a hoop jam up in Century Hall from 7 to 9:30. Hula hoop.
Have you ever tried that hula hoop?
Oh, when I was a kid, I did. I haven't tried it much as an adult.
My kids did. I was past that already.
Yeah, you got to have some energy going to keep that hoop going.
It seems like it would be good exercise.
Though. Yeah, I bet it's a real good overall body thing.
Kind of trim the waist down a little.
Yep. And the art over there at the Century Center is Glowy Herbert Dine and Anne Randolph Herbert, Delightful Lawlessness. This is an aunt and her niece from Alabama. They have collaborated and are excited to show together their respective abstract work. And this is up through July 29th. At the Carborough Town Hall, the art is Amy Richards' new paintings. Acrylic paintings explore the shapes and colors of contemporary little girls' playsets, comparing and contrasting the emotions evoked by these toys as both a child and now as an adult. That's also through July 29th. At the Carborough Town Commons, Saturday, July 14th at 9 p.m. is
There's
the
no dollar signs connected with that.
Nope. Is the Hi Mom number 9.5 special outdoor show. To celebrate Hi Mom's storied history, we are hosting a Best of the Fest outdoor screening on July 14th at the Town Commons in Carborough. Showtime is set for 9 p.m., so grab a blanket or lawn chair and come see some great short films under the stars. This screening will be kid-friendly. And that's a free event at the Town Commons. At Cat's Cradle, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com, Friday at 9:30, Gorilla Productions' Battle of the Bands, featuring Hate Pros, Expire, Skywire, Harmoot, Louis Joe, Hip Sauce, Jesse Houghton, The Bull City Six Shooters, Casualty, Predestination, and Worse Than Birth. Saturday at 9:30 at Cat's Cradle is MC Chris and The Secret Handshake. At DSI Comedy Theater in Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com. Friday at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. Saturday at 5 is Comedy Sports for Kids. At 7:30 is Comedy Sports. And at 9:30 is Best Show Ever. I'm looking around because I'm waiting for my daughter to bring something to me, which she will probably forget to do.
No. You're on the air, you know.
I know. Telling the world. McDougall School's Into the Future, an exhibit by young artists, curated by Alex O'Connor through October 21st, 2007. This exhibit is a collaboration between the Carborough Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Art Center in Carborough. Young artists created art based on the theme transportation, past, present, and future. At NC Crafts Gallery, 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, Leslie Goodrich of Asheville creates mixed media with wood, metal, painting, and found objects. At Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is Renee Trimmel, scratchboard drawings of birds, bats, and botanicals. At Open Eye Cafe, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com, the art is local artist Jennifer Hutchins. She captures serene and peaceful landscapes and oil paintings. These are quiet reflections of the artist's own travels. And in the back gallery, they are featuring Maggie Grace. Tonight at 8 p.m., Jonathan Heppner will be performing. He's a singer-songwriter. And tomorrow night is Oscar Begat, the eclectic sounds of Oscar Begat.
Just a little something that came in. I don't know.
That's
if you want
yesterday.
To read it or not.
That was last night.
Thank you.
Audrey just killed me. Just handed me Who Killed the Electric Car, the announcement for a movie that.
That's all over already.
Yeah, that was last night. But they are, they're the, I can't remember what WIT stands for. The Walk-In Tributary Theater is what WIT stands for, the Carborough Green Space. And they do have, I know, at least two more films that they're going to be showing down there. These happen on Thursday evenings at sundown.
Okay.
And they are at 116 Pittsburgh Road.
Okay.
Off of Greensboro Street, South Greensboro Street.
Thank you, Becky.
Mm-hmm. That's Sammy Slade and those guys. I've seen that movie. I didn't go down there last night because I rented Who Killed the Electric Car. It made me so mad. If you haven't seen that movie, see it. It's, well, if you want to get mad over the things that the government and, you know, the wastefulness, it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, back to Open Eye. Sunday, July 15th, Bastille Day in Carrboro, one day late. Celebrate Bastille Day with Chi Clay and the Open Eye Cafe. From 3 to 4, activities for children include French Revolutionary hat making, face painting, learning to sing the French national anthem, mini French classes, songs and phrases, crepes to fill, and flag making. From 4 to 7, activities for adults include organic French wine and cider tasting with John David Hedrick selections. Crepes. I guess the kids are going to make them and the adults are going to eat them.
Okay.
Because it doesn't say crepe making, it says crepes. Photos by Jenny Warburg of Paris in 1981. Music. Thank you. She made it. My daughter, Reese. Where was I? Music, hopefully live, but CDs if not, and singing of 4:15 to 4:35, the role of the French Cafe and the coming of Starbucks. It's a presentation by Elizabeth Justice of the Open Eye Cafe. 4:45 to 5:05, French Art in the Louvre, featuring Veronique King, who was a French museum tour guide for many years, and it, from 5:15 to 5:35, Eclectic Tourism in Paris, featuring Anne Slifkin, attorney and passionate French tourist. 5:45 to 6:05, Bastille Day in France, featuring Bernard Lucens, Chi Clay French Program Coordinator and Teacher. 6:15 to 6:35 is Organic French Winemaking, featuring Alexander Gendre. And at Chi Clay from 7 to 9 is a film, The Lady and the Duke, made in 2001. French with English subtitles, 129 minutes. Introduction by Bernard in English. This breathtaking, visually experimental film from New Wave director Eric Rohmer tells the true story of Grace Dalrymple Elliott, a British aristocrat trapped in Paris during the French Revolution, determined to maintain her stiff upper lip and pampered life despite the upheaval. Grace continues her friendship with the Duke of New Orleans while risking her life and liberty to protect a fugitive. So that's all the Bastille Day stuff, and all that stuff's going on Sunday.
Okay.
At Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, photographer Timur Hammond. And at Panzanella, Carmel, panzanella.com, is Brushes with Life, Art, Artist, and Mental Illness. This exhibit will go through July 29th. The name of this exhibit is also the name of a patient art gallery at the UNC Neurosciences Hospital. It is part of the Schizophrenia Treatment and Evaluation Program at UNC, which provides inpatient and outpatient care of people dealing with psychotic symptoms or illnesses such as schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. The gallery features artwork and poetry from STEP inpatients, clinic outpatients, and clients of Club Nova, a local clubhouse for the mentally ill. And, ooh, wow, I forgot to put Routini's new stuff in here. Wutini has a new exhibit, and it looks really good, but I forgot to copy and paste.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about that.
What? You've seen it, though?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
What I read about it looked good, but
okay.
It's pretty detailed, and I can't remember.
But everybody, they've got a new show up. Right?
They have a new show
go
up.
Take a look.
Yeah, and they have an opening tonight, and that's wutini.com. You can go on their website, probably, and read about it. Weaver Street Jazz on the Lawn, weaverstreetmarket.com, Sunday, July 15th, 11 to 1, The Guilty Pleasures, Traditional American Music. And the Carrboro Music Festival is accepting applications until July 20th, so get your application in now. The Carrboro Film Festival is happening on November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. Orange County residents, make a movie. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the film festival because it is sort of coming right around the corner. And
yeah, that's
if
very
you're making a
intriguing.
Movie, you need to.
Yeah.
If you're not already, if you haven't already started it, you need to start it. No, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. The Carrboro Art Committee is in search of a new poet laureate. This is another thing that's coming up even sooner. The deadline is September 15th. The poet laureate will be introduced and will read their selected poem at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th. That's usually at the Open Eye.
Uh-huh.
Last year it was. I think, yeah. Yeah, the Carrboro Film Festival, this is our second year. We had our first meeting and made a few decisions.
Mm-hmm. And they were?
Well, they were that we're going to change things around a little bit. We have decided to cut the film times back to 20 minutes or less. This is. Mm-hmm. I was hoping Nick would be here to talk about this, but he's not, so I'll pretend like I know.
I won't tell anybody.
I do know a little bit. Yeah, so if, you know, anybody who wants to make a movie, 20 minutes or less, you can submit it to the Carrboro Film Festival Committee. The website is carrborofilmfestival.com. The submission form is on there that tells all the rules, tells you where to send the movie to and all that kind of stuff, the submission fees. The early application deadline, which I know I can't say any money mm-hmm. amounts here, but if you wait until later, it costs you twice as much to mm-hmm. submit. So if you do have a movie, it's good to get it in there before August 30th.
Right.
Is the first submission deadline, the early submission deadline.
Can you submit more than one movie?
Or yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can submit as many as mm-hmm. you want. And then the bottom deadline, the mm-hmm. absolute deadline, you can't submit films after September 20th.
Okay. And so, the format for the films, I mean, you submit it in a DVD or do you, like I use a Handycam when I'm playing.
I'm pretty sure it's DV, digital video
uh-huh.
is a format. It's that all that stuff's on the website.
Okay.
If you have questions, you can send them to filmfest@carrboro.com, and that goes to the Film Fest Committee,
mm-hmm.
who can answer. Nick can answer these
right.
questions better
right.
than I. But people have asked, just like when I brought the cards in tonight.
Yeah, right.
What does it have to be about? It can be about whatever you want it to be about.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of sort of adult content, I mean, not porno or anything, but adult content
right.
movies last year that got shown. But it can be anything you want it to be. It can mm-hmm. be animation, comedy, mm-hmm. music video, anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's wide open. And the variety of the films that we showed was just incredible, the stuff that we got. It could be, you know, a minute long or 20 minutes long.
Right.
So we really got a real wide variety of stuff, and I hope that we get the same this year, if
How
not more.
How many submissions did you get last year? Do you remember?
Last year we got 86 submissions.
Uh-huh. And you showed all
we
of them?
Showed,
or?
Oh, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, depending on how long they were, if they
yeah.
were just a minute.
That's
but,
right. Yeah. We showed 22.
Uh-huh.
And the festival ran from 2 to 7, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. We had breaks. I think
right.
it was broken up into three segments. And it's at the Century Center.
Uh-huh. And do you know remember the date?
November
18th. November 18th mm-hmm. is when they're showing. What day of the week is that?
That's Sunday.
A Sunday.
Yeah. And we might do something before that. I don't know. We're toying around with ideas right now.
How did this idea come up in the first place? I mean, it's really a major undertaking, I would think.
Well, it wasn't
festival.
As bad as... it wasn't quite what I had in mind, but actually I suggested it
uh-huh.
to the Carrboro Art Committee last year. But it was Nick who... Nick had just finished, I think it was the Community Art Project video, and which was about the third video that he had done related to Carboro. And I said, wow, you know, you're making all these great little movies. We need a place to show them.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, well, you know, we'll rent the Century Center or something and just show some locally made films. And then I decided to ask Charlene Swansea, who rents the documentary film series at the Century Center, to show them. And she said she'd be happy to, and she had an opening in 2008, I think she said. So I said, well, that won't do. Couple nights later at the art committee meeting, I suggested it to the art that we do a film festival to the art committee.
Right.
And everybody said, oh, what a great idea, you know. And so we just, I got in touch with Nick almost immediately after that. Well, the next day I booked the Century Center. I booked the date the Century Center. I figured I could always cancel it if we, you know, if it fell through.
Right.
And then I asked Nick if he would be the chair, because he's the movie maker, you know. And he agreed to do that. And
okay, this is Nick who?
Nick Beery.
Okay.
Remember, he was here.
Yeah, but people out there don't know who he is.
I'm sorry. Nick Beery.
Okay.
He's the head of the, he's a movie maker. And the head of the Carboro Film Festival Committee. And he really pulled everything together. He knew all the stuff. He's a director. He knew how to do everything. And volunteered a lot of time and effort. And right now, there's, if you go to CarboroFilmFestival.com, there's a little movie on the very first page that he made about, you know, that just a little movie.
Okay.
You know, submit your films. It's pretty cute. And that's it. Just, you know, we went before the town, asked for funding, filled out a grant application for the Orange County Arts Commission, and got full funding from the town, and got our grant that we applied for with the Orange County Arts Commission. I got a few people who I figured would be willing to be backers. I emailed some people I knew, and
well, what kind of costs are involved with this? I mean, you have to rent the Century Center, right?
Well, because it's a town-sponsored event, it's rolled into the package that we got with the town through the town through the funding. I couldn't tell you without looking at a budget, but I know that we made money by the film submission fees and by the door fee when people came. There was a very, very small fee. And so, you know, it was a great event. It was standing room only. It couldn't have gone any better. Nick rented, Nick Beery, filmmaker, rented a nice screen for the Century Center. It was all very, I mean, it was professional all the way.
Right.
And because he makes movies, he knows what, he knew what we needed, and he got everything that we needed.
And all the equipment now, for showing it. And,
exactly.
Right.
So it was just, it was so professional. And he put the loop together. It was just one big loop of all the movies. It was a tremendous amount of work. Because all he had, he, you know, had 22 separate movies. And he had to get them all together on a reel. Yeah, he put them on a reel. So it was just a fantastic, and you know, it was a movie itself. Because he had this... where, you know, the next movie came on, and it was just
really cool.
Yeah. So if you missed it last year, be sure and make it this year. It's not until November, but we're talking about it now so that filmmakers out there, or even if you're not a filmmaker, but, you know, you don't consider yourself a filmmaker, but you've got a little camera that you can do this or do that with, because these days, most digital cameras have the capability of doing little movies. The newer ones do.
Well, that's what I've got, a little handycam, and I think I was talking about something earlier that I had photographed or filmed locally, that I was talking about twisting things around in it, and maybe that would be a submission. Who knows?
Well, it could be Bird's video, and a lot of them do these days. It's not even a DV cam or anything, which are pretty cheap these days, actually. I mean... not the high-end ones, but you can get a nice little, you know, camera.
You know, without giving prices away or anything, I got mine on...
Store.
It's a pleasure. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and cameras are great if you've got kids. When our kids were little, we got a camera.
Uh-huh.
And looking back on those movies, now you can never replace that, you know. So it's really cool. But anyhow, so make a movie and submit it.
Yeah.
And I guess we're about done. Unless you got something you want to talk about. I've been sitting here running my mouth.
Nope. That's about it, I guess.
Okay, well, anybody who has art news out there and would like it announced here on the West End Report for the arts, send it to Jackie@Carborough.com, Jackie, and we will talk about it.
Yes, and by the way, if anybody out there is interested in being a reporter for the West End Report, go to the website and click on volunteer, go to the program producer thing, and put in your wishes and desires. We're looking for volunteers.
You, too, can become famous on WCOM. Oh, let's mention the passing of Doug Marlette.
Yes.
He designed our wonderful logo of the DJ in the sound booth,
right.
And... it was very sad.
Yes, it was sudden, and he was only in, 57 or something?
Not very old at all.
Like that. No, yeah. Accidental death, anyway.
So, hopefully he's up in heaven cranking out the cartoons.
Uh-huh.
Okay, everybody, have a great weekend.
Okay, and don't forget, check out our website, donate, get involved, and come back Monday for the West End Report with Rocco. Here we go.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages to translations and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español. And listen to WCOM.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM. WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carborough.